The content presented in this broadcast is for educational and informational purposes only. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Invest wisely. The views expressed on this show are those of the guest and do not necessarily represent this station or its sponsors. You've worked hard for a lifetime to save and to maximize your investments in retirement. But are your investments consistent with what you believe? And why does it matter? If you believe that all of life is meant to honor God, stay with us. This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni, sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC.
Welcome back to Faith and Retirement, where we help you retire with confidence and kingdom purpose. This is Tom Levine, joined by my friend, Jay Peroni, certified financial planner and one of the nation's leading voices for faith-based investing. If you don't know what that is, please stay with us. And today we're tackling two big topics. First, how to build a tax-smart, impact-driven retirement, and then why Christian families need professional guidance now more than ever. So, Jay, how are you doing today?
Doing awesome today, Tom. It's a beautiful day here in Tennessee. It's starting to feel like spring, a nice sunny day, and just really enjoying it.
It is an absolutely magnificent day here, too. And, you know, I didn't tell you this till today. I was just telling you that in a text that I was in the hospital for a big chunk of the weekend.
And not a fun way to have a weekend.
There was no warning, you know. And so the reason I mentioned it to you is because fortunately, it was diverticulosis, which I'm prone to. It was an episode. I didn't need a transfusion, and that was great. The reason I wanted to share it with our listeners is because we are a family. And also, you know, the lesson I've told other people is that Christian community is so important. And when you're in the middle of a trial or you're going through a tough time, maybe one of our listeners today is feeling that and they're in the middle of it. Now's not the time to go out and try to build a community. It's better to have one around you already. So those are available to people. Get into a church small group. And I believe those prayers and all of that are very powerful. And I felt God's prayers and his presence, the people's prayers who are my friends. So I want to encourage people to take time to do that. So it was really an experience where you have the peace that passes all understanding.
For sure.
Jay, I wanted to ask you, because this came up earlier this past week when we were preparing this broadcast, what kind of actual practical steps do you take to help our listeners pay fewer taxes in retirement? And do those strategies vary from state to state?
Yeah, Tom, taxes can quietly erode a Christian family's wealth if they're not careful. And our team at Faith Investor Services, we've got a whole team that can help professionals, business planning, tax planning. And we use tools like Roth conversions, charitable gifting strategies, and tax-efficient withdrawals from IRAs and 401ks. And each plan is customized because, yes, as you mentioned, Tom, different states have vastly different tax rules. For example, Florida and here in Tennessee, there's no state income tax. But California, where you live, retirees get hit hard.
I've noticed this.
Without a personalized strategy, believers risk giving more to the government and less to their families or ministries. And that's why we offer a tax-efficient review using our retirement analyzer software. It's complimentary. So our listeners can see what they're exposed to. We'll look at income, assets, expenses, and help them map out a biblically-based roadmap to make sure their investments not only line up with their faith, but they don't pay too much in taxes. They have inflation protection. We can also help them stress test their plan to make sure it's built on solid ground. Just like Matthew 7, we want your plan built on rock, the rock, Christ, and not on sand like the world's way. And if you haven't mapped out a tax-smart retirement, now is a great time. Now the tax season's over, let's plan for the rest of the year. Make sure you're on track to not pay too much in taxes.
Thank you for listening today. And you can learn more about Jay at faithandretirement.com. And you can pick up the phone and give him a call with your family's questions. 800-270-7310. So, Jay, what kind of investments tend to be the dirtiest, if you don't mind me saying it that way, from a faith-based perspective?
Yeah, Tom, many of the popular mutual funds and ETFs, people don't really realize they're supporting things that are contrary to their biblical values. They could support things like abortion, pornography, gambling, addictions like tobacco and alcohol. And the way that I look at it is, I live in Tennessee, and if you don't have a fence in your yard, all the critters get in, right? All the animals, everything just get in and destroy your lawn and can attack your animals. So if there's no fence, everything gets through into your yard. And a lot of these money managers, mutual funds, ETFs, they're not screening for biblical values. So everything is getting through. They're just looking for the biggest profit. And if they're profiting from pornography or abortion or whatever it may be, that's fair game. Whereas at Faith Investor Services, we're screening. We're taking that extra level and looking at not only trying to get a good return, but do so in a faithful manner. And that's why we have a faith-based screening process. We call it Screen and Clean. We can help you look at what you're investing in specifically. Does it line up with your Christian values? And if it doesn't, we can show you some alternatives how you can make sure you can have a biblically responsible investment plan.
How can somebody get a Screen and Clean from you?
They just go to faithandretirement.com and put in their information, and we can set up a 30-minute consultation. We'll look at what do you currently own, what stocks, what mutual funds, what ETFs, if you have 401ks, IRAs, Roths, we can look at all of that and really help you map out a strategy, see where you're currently investing, and if you want to make a different choice and make sure it's biblically responsible, we can help you do that as well.
And the cost for that is zero. There is no obligation. Yeah, and again, the website faithandretirement.com, the phone number, 800-270-7310. But I think of seniors, Jay, and I think about them heading toward retirement. I think of Social Security. And, you know, mm-hmm. They've been taking Social Security out of my paycheck since I was 14, I think.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, it's a lot of time.
Big earner you are, Tom.
Exactly. How does Social Security fit into your overall strategy for our Christian family listeners?
Yeah, so Social Security is the foundation, but it's not the whole house. We help our clients maximize their benefits by carefully planning when and how to claim. And that's important because, for example, delaying benefits upon full retirement age can boost your monthly check by 24 to 32%.
Wow.
Even more critical, though, is coordinating your investment withdrawals with Social Security to minimize taxes and avoid costly penalties is also equally important. And if you guess wrong, it could cost you tens of thousands of dollars. And that's why we work with our clients to build a coordinated retirement income plan that's rooted in faithful stewardship. And we, what we call a three-legged stool approach. And it's number one, maximize Social Security benefits. Number two, let's create a private pension to provide guaranteed income you can't outlive. And then number three, let's develop a biblically responsible investment strategy to grow your money and fight inflation and taxes and make sure you're not contradicting your faith and values. And Proverbs 21:5 is really a good reminder. The plans of the diligent lead surely to abundance, but everyone who is hasty comes only to poverty. And that careful, prayerful planning can make all the difference in the world. And that's why this three-part strategy is critical. And we can help people with Social Security optimization, make sure the retirement's on track. And again, they can go to just faithandretirement.com, set up a free 30-minute review, and we'll go through your entire situation and give you personalized advice and guidance.
That's great. You know, I've been meaning to ask you this question for about a year now. If you could only use one financial instrument, Jay, to help the largest number of our listeners, which one would it be?
Honestly, Tom, if you, only one vehicle, right? Only one?
Yeah.
It would certainly be Roth IRA. And here's why. It's tax-free growth, tax-free withdrawals, no required minimum distributions. It's a no-brainer for many. Plus, it's a wonderful tool for leaving a tax-free inheritance. Roths allow you to be more generous, more flexible. It's the single most underutilized gift that Uncle Sam gives to believers, and it could transform your legacy literally. And even if you don't qualify from an income perspective, a lot of people, if they're making too much income, don't qualify to contribute to a Roth. There are a lot of conversions, there are a lot of opportunities, things that you can do, backdoor Roth IRAs. And if you're not sure how to use the Roth or how to set one up, you can give us a call. You can call me at 800-270-7310. We can walk you through some retirement planning scenarios and see what may work best for you and your family. And if you have a 401k, an IRA, 403b, or even annuities, we can help you sort out all those choices and help you optimize your retirement planning. Take advantage of that Roth.
That's great, Jay. I want to say very respectfully to all of our listeners, this may not be the best time to do it-yourself retirement planning. Begin today to make a family decision to align your faith and your moral beliefs with your investments. There are two kinds of people, people who've done that and people who haven't. To learn more, go to faithandretirement.com. So talk a little bit more, Jay, about Roth IRA conversions. Who are these right for, and how do you employ those to help our listeners?
Well, Tom, we love doing what are called Roth conversion ladders. So we use our retirement analyzer software, and we can model out the next few years, look at what your tax situation may be, and we strategically help our clients move money from taxable accounts into Roths during the lower tax years. And this could mean saving tens of thousands of dollars in taxes over your lifetime, especially for Christian business owners or retirees who want to give more and live debt-free. Roths are very powerful, but timing is everything, like you said. If you do it wrong, you could trigger higher Medicare premiums or unnecessary taxes. So don't just guess. Schedule that Roth strategy session with us at faithandretirement.com. We'll help you map out a biblically-based strategy and make sure you're not paying too much in taxes.
Well, we want you to finish well. In fact, that is really a big platform for this entire outreach ministry. We want to thank you for listening today. We are just about to enter part two of the program. This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni, and you can learn more about Jay at faithandretirement.com, faithandretirement.com. Have you downloaded your free book yet? It's available and waiting for you there. And you can also call Jay, no obligation, 800-270-7310, and ask your questions. So let's finish well. Hebrews 12:1 says, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us." We'll be back with more right after this. So, Jay, can you explain what biblically responsible investing is all about? How does it differ from traditional investing?
So, biblically responsible investing is a strategy that aligns your financial decisions with biblical principles.
Jay Peroni is host of Faith and Retirement, investment manager of Faith Investor Services, LLC.
BRI focuses on supporting companies that demonstrate values like stewardship and integrity, while avoiding those in industries like alcohol, tobacco, gambling, pornography, abortion, and non-biblical lifestyles, just to name a few. And I always say there are good, bad, and ugly choices. Let's avoid the bad and ugly companies that clearly violate biblical principles, and let's focus on those good companies. And we're looking at purpose and profits.
Screen and clean your investments today with no charge and no obligation. Learn more at faithandretirement.com, faithandretirement.com, or call 800-270-7310. We're back with Jay, and this is Faith and Retirement with my friend Jay Peroni. Jay, what would you say to the listener who says, "Jay, my dad and my mom didn't get professional help with their finances, and they turned out okay"? What would you say to that?
I hear that often, and I think of my grandfather. He had Social Security, he had a pension, he retired, and he was making more than he knew what to do with.
Wow.
Fast forward into retirement, and eventually the nursing home, inflation, taxes wiped him out. He had dementia and literally lost all that he had. But times are very different today. Pensions are rare, healthcare costs are soaring, lifespans are longer. And most families today are managing hundreds of thousands, even millions, not a few thousand dollars. So stewardship today means wisdom, skill, and planning. And Proverbs tells us there is wisdom in a multitude of counselors. So professional can be the difference between being okay and thriving and being able to bless generations. And that's what we help people do. So even if you think going it alone, I've never had an advisor, or maybe I already have an advisor, maybe it's not the right person for you. Is he equally yoked or she equally yoked with you? Do they share your faith and values? These are important decisions. And that's where you can get a second opinion. Don't go it alone. You can also get my free ebook. It's called 7 Ways to Make Sure Your Money Lines Up with Your Faith. You go to faithandretirement.com, download that, see how our approach is much different at Faith Investor Services and how you can get some professional advice and things to consider, even if you are going it alone right now.
We know that people are listening, and we have been praying for you, literally. You know, if you go to work in your late 70s or 80s, we want it to be because you want to, not because you have to. So stay with us here. A recent study, Jay, found nearly 8 out of 10 Americans are extremely or at least somewhat concerned about affording their retirement. Any thoughts for them?
Well, Tom, that doesn't really surprise me, but it does break my heart. Fear often comes from uncertainty, right? If you're uncertain, that's really what's created uncertainty when there was the COVID panic, when the tariffs have come along. That's what's causing the markets to sell off, is that uncertainty and that fear. That's why we create retirement roadmaps that show believers exactly how long their money will last, factoring in taxes, inflation, and healthcare. And fear fades when faith and preparation grow. And that's what we can help you do with our retirement analyzer process. We can help you build that retirement roadmap absolutely free. There's no cost. We can help you save more for retirement, get ready to retire soon, and make sure that you're prepared. And really, that's what it amounts to. If you're prepared and have a plan, you're going to be less fearful, and you could be the 2 of 10 that are extremely confident about your retirement rather than being fearful.
We want you to sleep well at night, bottom line. Is there any research that shows how much better people's retirement actually works out when they work with a fiduciary CFP like you?
Yeah, Tom, there's studies by both Vanguard and Morningstar show that working with a fiduciary CFP can add about 3% in net returns per year over time. And that could mean hundreds of thousands of dollars more over retirement, save on taxes. And as a Christian fiduciary, I act in my client's best interest, not the banks, not the brokers. That's biblical stewardship in action. Work with a true fiduciary. You could schedule a discovery call with us at faithandretirement.com. We can help you build a biblically responsible financial plan and make sure that you're getting the returns that you deserve. And that's what we try to do. We can't make any promises or any guarantees, but certainly working with us, you have a better chance to make sure you have a successful retirement.
And as you say, past performance is no guarantee of future results, but you have done a great job with our family finances. This is your place for biblically responsible investing, and we're talking to Jay Peroni today. I heard a story, Jay, where a major Christian denomination that everyone would know misled retirees knowingly or unknowingly about how clean the investments in their portfolio actually was. Have you heard stories like this?
Sadly, I have. And I've seen a lot of these quote unquote faith-based funds filled with junk, abortion, providers, casinos, alcohol companies. And unfortunately, most of these companies don't screen thoroughly. That's why we created our proprietary 12-point Christian value screening process that we use. You deserve better investments that build God's kingdom, not the world's kingdoms. We screen out junk, abortion, pornography, explicit entertainment, countries persecuting Christians, looking at not only the products and services these companies provide, but what are they doing with their profits? What are they doing with their time? Are they lobbying for gay marriage? Are they paying for abortions for their employees to travel to other states? Lobbying for progressive causes that violate biblical principles. So our screening process takes it a step deeper. So a lot of these faith-based funds are very surfacely. You see a lot of the very woke progressive companies in their portfolio. And I'm like, are they screening at all? It's a little baffling to me. And we really take a biblical approach. And we look at, if Christ was on the other side of the table, we know there's no perfect company, there's no perfect person, but there's certainly good, bad, and ugly choices. And I see a lot of bad and ugly choices in some of these faith-based funds. And we do it a different way. Our Prey ETF, it trades on the New York Stock Exchange. We use software. We look at not only the company, what they're providing, but where are they giving their money? And they've got to be 100% clean to make it into our Prey ETF. And we take that same approach with the ETFs, the stocks, all the investments we select for our clients. We want to be 100% biblically responsible, have no, you know, questions about it. It's really just the way that we are. We want to be above reproach. So you know, go, Jay, to faith retirement. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. You know, Jay, this is everywhere. And the state where I live, there's abortion tourism. Somebody thought this was a good idea where the state could make money by hosting people coming from other states to have abortion services. And it just breaks my heart. But I think God cares very much about how we handle our money, and faith-based investing is right at the heart of that. The eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth, it says in 2 Chronicles 16, to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to Him. Jay, what a week we've seen. What a month. What a year so far. Wall Street ended the week higher than the previous week. It's been a tough year for some investors so far in 2025. So have you revised your outlook for 2025?
Well, the markets will be volatile in 2025 between interest rate and inflation reports, tariffs, global tensions. But I believe opportunity exists for those who focus on fundamentals and faith-based investing. We're favoring right now dividend-paying companies, essential industries like energy, healthcare, and companies aligned with biblical values. Remember, chaos is where stewardship shines brightest. And that's why when we go through and look for opportunities, different companies, we're looking at not only the big picture, but the long term. We're running a marathon, not a sprint. And really, these dips and these downturns in the market present very interesting opportunities. And that's how we see it. We believe the market is still going to have a good year here in 2025. It got off to a bad start. But throughout history, you see these downturns, you see these pullbacks. They're bound to happen every 1 to 2 years, right on schedule. The last one was 2022. So here we are in 2025. And we are seeing quite a bit of a pullback, but that presents a great opportunity. We don't think the bull market's over. So there's more innings left in this game, in our opinion. So it really, if you go to the mall and you find your favorite shirt on sale, you're going to buy two of them, right? But when it comes to stocks, when stocks are down, people feel, doesn't feel like a good time to be buying. And Warren Buffett said it best, you want to be buying when everyone is fearful, and that's where people are today. And you want to be selling when everybody is greedy, when they're overconfident. And right now people are fearful. So to me, as a professional who's been doing this for 30 years, I see it as a tremendous buying opportunity. And that's what our team at Faith Investor Services, we sent out to our clients recently, that we think the forecast we had at the beginning of the year, that it was going to be a good year for the markets, is still going to hold true. We think the second half of the year is going to be much better than the first half, hopefully, right? But we do believe that will happen.
You know, when I first heard you on the radio, I really perked up when I heard you talk about guaranteed income for life. And I think a lot of our listeners are interested in that concept. Can you shine a little bit of a bright light on that for me?
Yeah, so as part of our three-legged stool, Social Security, private pension, and then having a biblically responsible investment plan, the income for life is critical, because most people these days don't have pensions. Think of the old days. You work for a company for 30 years and you accumulate, $500,000 or $600,000. They'd go to an insurance company and say, Tom, you worked here for 30 years. We're going to give you $3,000 a month for the rest of your life. And it was great. But what happened if something happened to you? Maybe your wife got half of that, or maybe nothing. But with these private pensions that we create for clients, we can customize them. We can have income for life. We can have it go to beneficiaries, make sure you don't run out of money. And if something happens to you, that could go to beneficiaries, not like the old traditional pension. So we can help you map out that strategy today.
And one final quick question, Jay. What is PRAY? And how are you associated with that?
PRAY is the Christian Stock Fund. It trades on the New York Stock Exchange, Faith Investor Services. It's one of our funds, our core funds for our clients, and it is biblically responsible, owns about 60 to 70 companies, tracks in line with the indices. It's kind of a core holding designed, if you're going to own one particular position, you can go to the New York Stock Exchange, any brokerage account, and purchase PRAY. That's the ticker symbol, and it is the Christian Stock Fund.
Jay, thank you so much. I really appreciate this opportunity to talk to you and shine a light on everything you've done for me and what you do for Christians who have money in motion. Maybe you have an inheritance, or your first Social Security payment just came in. You don't know what to do with that. Maybe you're looking for some wisdom on your retirement income, or you want to find out more about annuities. People talk a lot about annuities on cable TV. Are they good? Are they right for you? You want to find out more about life insurance or just some help protecting your assets? Well, the place to go is the website, faithinretirement.com. Better yet, call Jay and the team at 800-270-7310. Really is a team on the other end with lots of great resources for you. And say, I want to have a quick chat about our family finances and get some professional help. I'm done trying to do things by myself. And I think that's wise. So, again, the website, faithinretirement.com. Thank you all for listening. Tell a friend about this outreach. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Do your family investments match what you believe? Call us now for your free portfolio screen 800-270-7310. You can know that your investments line up with your faith and values. There's no obligation. Call and ask your questions. 800-270-7310. And call us today for a free ebook from Jay. Visit faithandretirement.com. That's faithandretirement.com. Investors should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses carefully before investing. For a prospectus or summary prospectus, with this and other information about the fund can be found at PrayETF.com. Read the prospectus or summary prospectus carefully before investing. Investing in ETFs involves risk, and there is no guarantee the fund's investment strategy will be successful, and you can lose money on your investment in the fund. Shares may trade at a premium or discount to their NAV in the secondary market. Faith and Retirement is sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com. Tell a friend about this outreach. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.